So wait a minute, you mean nobody is behind the wheel? It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 29th day of April. Thanks for being with us. In other news, it's being said that affluent Americans, older affluent Americans, are driving the economic engine, but at what cost? Recent airline news, such as safety issues, near misses, and others, have moved Congress to action. Chipotle employees may again have some chicken. The Supreme Court will take up an unusual case, think trucking, CBD, and a firing. We've got the Wall Street Report and a quick conversation about what happened today at the Iowa State Capitol. My guest is Paula Martinez, the president of the South Central Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO. Think Worker Memorial. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful you're along for the ride again today. Well, the future is here, and so are driverless semi-trucks. The self-driving semi, outfitted with 25 laser, radar, and camera sensors, is owned by Pittsburgh-based Aurora Innovation. Late this year, Aurora plans to start hauling freight on Interstate 45 between the Dallas and Houston areas with 20 driverless trucks. The Associated Press is reporting that within 3 or 4 years, Aurora and its competitors expect to put thousands of such self-driving trucks on America's public freeways. Now, the goal is for the trucks, which can run nearly around the clock without any brakes, is to speed up the flow of goods, accelerating delivery times, and perhaps even lowering costs. They'll travel short distances on secondary roads as well. But yeah, there is a but. The image of a fully loaded 80,000-pound driverless truck weaving around cars on a superhighway at 65 miles an hour or more may strike a note of terror in some. A poll conducted in January by AAA found that a decisive majority of American drivers, like 66%, said they would fear riding in an autonomous vehicle. But in less than 9 months, a 7-year science experiment by Aurora will end, and driverless trucks will start carrying loads up between terminals for FedEx, Uber Freight, Werner, and other partners. Aurora and most of its rivals plan to start running freight routes in Texas, where snow and ice are generally rare. It's being suggested that affluent older Americans are driving the economy due to many factors. However, there also may be a downside. The AP is reporting that older Americans are fueling a sustained boost to the U.S. economy, benefiting from outsized gains in the stock and housing markets over the past several years. They are accounting for a larger share of consumer spending, the principal driver of economic growth here in the United States. And much of their spending is going toward higher-priced services like travel, healthcare, and entertainment, putting further upward pressure on those prices and on inflation. Such spending is relatively immune to the Federal Reserve's push to slow growth and tame inflation through higher borrowing rates because it rarely requires borrowing. Affluent older Americans, if they own government bonds, may even be benefiting from the Fed's rate hikes. Those hikes have led to higher bond yields, generating more income for those who own the bonds. The so-called wealth effect, where rising home and stock values give people confidence to increase their spending, is a big reason why the economy has defied expectations of a sharp slowdown. Its unexpected strength, which is contributing to stickier inflation, has forced a shift in the Fed's plans. Many now expect no cut in the prime lending rate until fall of this year. Wall Street ended the day in the green, boosted by some earnings reports. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. There's been a spate of aviation issues recently, from parts falling off of aircraft to near misses at airports. Those ongoing issues have prompted Congress to an agreement on a $105 billion bill designed to improve the safety of air travel. House and Senate lawmakers said on Monday that the bill will increase the number of air traffic controllers and require the Federal Aviation Administration to use new technology designed to prevent collisions between planes on runways. Lawmakers agreed to prohibit airlines from charging extra for families who want to sit together, and they've tripled maximum fines for airlines that violate consumer laws. However, they left out some other consumer protections proposed by the Biden administration. The Senate could vote on the 1,069-page measure as early as next week, but it could be delayed if senators try to attach unrelated bills. The FAA is operating right now under a temporary authorization that expires on May 10th, and Congress might need to pass another extension. About a week ago, Chipotle raised some eyebrows when it told its 114,000 workers in the U.S. and Canada they must choose a protein other than chicken. Why? Well, the idea was to preserve the restaurant's supply chain, and the directive applied to both corporate staff and restaurant employees. Now, however, employees are being told they can chow down on chicken once again. So what's behind the no chicken policy? Chipotle's Chicken al Pastor, which was marinated with peppers, spices, and pineapple, debuted in March of last year. And it grew so popular that it soon made up 20% of all orders. It was removed from the menu last August. And then guess what? During a conference call with investors, Chipotle said its reintroduction of Chicken al Pastor in March as a limited-time offer drove strong traffic to its over 3,300 U.S. stores and 66 international stores. Chipotle said its revenue rose 14% to $2.7 billion in the January through March period, while its same-store sales, or sales at locations open at least a year, were up by 7%. It seems that that chicken dish is a hit once more. But you better get yours soon. The company plans to pull Chicken al Pastor off the menu again sometime in the third quarter of this year. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear an interesting case that combines the firing of a truck driver, CBD oil, and pot. The AP is reporting that the High Court agreed to hear an appeal from a CBD hemp oil maker fighting a lawsuit from a truck driver who says he got fired after using a product falsely advertised as being free from marijuana's addictive ingredient. Douglas Horn says he took the product to help with a chronic shoulder and back pain that he had after a serious accident. The company said it contained CBD, a generally legal compound that is widely sold as a dietary supplement and included in personal care products, but not THC, which gives marijuana its high. Well, after he failed a routine drug test that got him fired, Horn said he confirmed with a lab that the product did indeed have THC. He sued the Vista California company under the Racketeer Influenced and Corruption Organization Act, among other claims, alleging the THC-free marketing amounted to fraud. Medical Marijuana Incorporated appealed that decision to the Supreme Court. The company disputes Horn's claims and argues that he can't sue under RICO because he's claiming a personal injury. Other appeals courts have dismissed RICO cases in similar circumstances, the company said, making this case a good one to decide on a national rule. Horn, for his part, says his firing was a business injury and he's been financially ruined. The case will be heard in the fall. Well, it was a good day for the markets. The Dow gained 146 points to close at 38,386, while the NASDAQ picked up 55 points to end the session at 15,983, and the S&P 500 added 16 points to close the day at 5116. Traders were in a good mood ahead of earnings reports due from Amazon on Tuesday and Apple due on Thursday. Shares of Tesla were up by as much as 16% on the news that the company has agreed to work with a Chinese company which will map roads there for the driverless feature of the Tesla being sold in that country. And finally, there is this, and this is about the Worker Memorial event that happened in Iowa at the state capitol today. Each year, various unions across the state hold a worker memorial to remember the men and women who have died on or at the job site over the previous year. Now, to be sure, I've attended many of these over the years, but today was vastly different. Charlie Wishman, the president of the Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, read the names of 73 people who are no longer with us. 73. After each name, Wishman would add, "Gone, but not forgotten." It was truly a sobering experience. Never before in my history had that many names been included in the memorial. So at the end of the event, I sat down with Paula Martinez, the president of the South Central Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, and asked, why so many names?
Paula, I've been to many, many of these over the past few years. I've never heard 73 names. Why?
Well, I believe that it's because Iowa does not enforce their safety laws and regulations for each individual employee with the employers. So the protection is not there that's needed for these women and men who go out every day and earn a living for their families.
One of the shocking things was how youthful some of these ages were. I just talked with a member of IBEW who said that a young man in Waterloo was electrified on the job. Young man, 22 years old.
Yes, and I believe that reason being is that they're not taught the proper way to protect themselves because they don't have safety officers on the job. As many will tell you, when the union puts out workers, the union trades them in safety and protecting themselves and other co-workers. So it's just so important that people understand the union is there to protect them. That's why we have unions in Iowa.
One of the interesting things, Paula, is that many of the trades are seeking employees right now. And there are many private companies out there that says, learn a trade here. But the question then comes down to the safety issue and how well they're trained and who's doing the training. I think you would agree with me that if it's a union doing the training, they're going to get it properly.
That's correct. The OSHA, we are OSHA trained. Our trainers are OSHA trained, and they are beyond that. Even just in their own trade, like the plumbers and the steam and the carpenters and the painters and welders, all of them have additional training beside OSHA. They walk the fine line of always acknowledging training each individual employee.
Final question for you, Paula. As we concluded this event today, you became very emotional. Talk to me about that.
It's because it's not necessary for us to be doing this type of memorial. Our young people, we want them to stay in Iowa. We want Iowa to prosper. But we cannot continue to allow individuals to be injured or be subjected to death. This is not what Iowa's about. Iowa's better than this. And I feel that the legislators have fought very hard to increase and maintain the safety of the workers in Iowa. And if we don't continue to fight for this, or we don't continue to broaden it, we're not going to have the workers that we need.
Thank you so much for spending time with me.
Thank you.
One would think that if we want young people to stay in the state of Iowa, that we would work diligently to make sure that people are safe on the job. One would think. That's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Paula Martinez, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a good evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.